But so why did she bust out your windows?
Oh, at this age, I've done it before.
Oh, you have.
It was Christmas Day. No, it wasn't Christmas Day. It was the day after Christmas.
Never saw that coming. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. And we are back live here. Shout out to Westside Productions. Greg Westside, appreciate you, my guy. We are here with an amazing Akron artist. And listen, we have Listen in the building.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Good. R&B artist. Mm-hmm. I love sitting down with R&B artists because they have such a feel to their music. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
You can't just be singing.
Yeah.
Like, you got to start from the gut. So, kind of take us to where you started. Like, where did the vocals come from? Because you really sing.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I started in church.
Okay.
5 years old, I started. My grandmother, she is a minister, a pastor at a church that I attend now, Light of Christ. Shout out to Light of Christ in Akron. She had got ordained to be a minister. Mm. And that's when my grandfather had noticed, like, she has a gift. She can sing. Mm. And I sang for her engagement. And from there, it just went.
Now, were you confident in your singing?
Mm-hmm.
Early.
Mm-hmm.
So you was the little kid out here.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out.
Yeah, you know, the shows, Barney and stuff used to come on, and we sitting around singing all the little tunes that go with it. But I don't think my parents knew that I could sing, but my grandfather,
yeah.
he picked it up, like, you know, she could sing, you know. And then from there, you know, churches was reaching out to me, wanting me to come, kind of like a little tour, you know, at a young age, for real,
to perform.
Yes, in Akron, they was Shiloh Baptist Church. All kinds of churches was reaching out to my grandparents because they're ministers, and they were looking for me to come and, you know, perform for their youth nights, their youth services, their after church programs that they would have, and they would, you know, invite me out to perform. And from that, it went to middle school choir, and from there, you in high school choir, and then from there, you grown, you in the studio.
So, through that early time, did you have the support of the family?
Mm-hmm, most definitely.
Going through the different churches, because now it's getting real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they calling for you.
Yes, yes.
So, you had the support of the
most
family.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
So, you were just able to be a kid still? Or was it a...
For sure, because it was only like...
Some Michael Jackson type of...
No, it wasn't that. No, not yet. Not yet.
Get up!
No.
Sing!
No, it wasn't that. It was just... my grandfather, he always chose the selections that I would sing. And he would give it to me. It always would be like a Yolanda Adams song, CeCe Winans. And he'd give it to me. I would practice it, perform.
Got you.
Yeah.
So, early influences. CeCe.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
CeCe, this is just gospel side. CeCe Winans, Yolanda Adams. We have, what? I'm sorry.
No, because that's the gospel side. So was your family, because your family is heavy in the church,
could
you listen to secular music?
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people couldn't.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
You was able to see both sides. Okay,
yes.
Cool. That gives me the foundation of what you're about to say next. So
for sure. It wasn't strictly church, you know. back then, before 107.9 had came out, it was, 88.1, I believe it was. And then, it wasn't just always church. But, back to the gospel artist, CeCe Winans. We had Yolanda Adams. Today, we're listening to Jonathan McReynolds. You know, Marvin Sapp, Hezekiah Walker, you know, and the list goes on.
Absolutely.
John P. Key, all those, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So now, from, you gave us the kind of progression. So in high school, did you start taking yourself serious more as a singer? Like, I could go as an artist?
No.
Or when did that start? That was dope?
No, it wasn't that. Because it wasn't never like, this is going to be my dream job.
Oh.
You know, to
you've
be
been singing for so long.
Yeah.
It's kind of just something you do.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. You know, some as a kid, you would have those moments where you're just imagining, you know, like, I could see myself being on stage. You know what I'm saying? But it never was like until I released my first song. And that was in 2018. And it was, the title of the song is You. Mm-hmm. And that was 2018, my first time, you know, being in the studio, doing my music, you know.
Are you an adult at this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 2018, I was, I ain't gonna tell you my age.
See, I don't ask you for my age, so you see
how I'm 22.
Every day.
But, yeah, so 2018, I released You, and, you know, the city was so supportive, like, oh my God, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, this is great, this is great. And people was calling, you know, on Facebook, writing me. I need a feature. Yep, they want features, you know.
Nothing new here.
Yeah, pull up to the studio. You know, I got you, listen. You know, I want you on my track. So, you know, that was a phase. And then 2020 was the moment where it was like, shout out to King Locust. He's a artist in Akron. He's like on his 50th album. Wow. He's like, yeah, he's hardcore. Like, he goes, he's dropping music. Well, anyways, he had hit me up, and he was like, hey, Shante, because my name is LaShante. He said, hey, Shante, you know, I got this beat. I'm going to send it over to you. Mm-hmm. He said, I want you to do not the hook. The hook was already done. He wanted me to add a verse. Ooh. So when I heard the beat instantly, I was like, ooh, it was kind of like a mobster type ordeal. And the name of the song is, the name of the song is Mobster. So make sure y'all check that out. King Locust featuring Lizzen, Mobster on all platforms. And I went to the studio and I didn't even have the verse.
Really?
Yeah.
So you
I'm just straight off the dome.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's just how I am. So I get to the studio and I'm nervous because I haven't been in the studio since, you know, like 2018.
Wow.
You know? It's 2020. COVID didn't hit all that. So I'm in there and he just like, you know, you got your verse, and I'm lying like, yeah, I got it. But for real, I don't. No. So, you know, they upstairs socializing. The way the studio was set up is it was upstairs, and then the studio was downstairs, and you on the stage, and you got curtains in front of you, so can't nobody see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm down there writing. And then he was like, you ready? And then I dropped it, and he loved it. Everybody loved it. And then that's when he had to talk with me like, Shante, you really need to start taking this serious, like, because you a superstar. He the first one that always, superstar. But, you really need to take this serious, like, you know. So he was like, you know, you have to balance out life, being a parent, working a job, and your artistry, you know. And I'm just like, okay, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a school bus driver, so, you know, in the morning, you pick up your kids, drop them off, and then you got that long gap, like six, seven hours. And then you go back, you pick them up. Yes. So in between that gap, it was studio time.
Wow.
Yep, so we would do.
Use your time wisely.
Yeah, no, for sure. So we had come to the studio probably like two times a week, and we worked on my album, and we released it. I had a release party, and then from there, it was just like, okay, this is what's up. Everybody was rocking with it. They loved it. And then another break had came.
Wonder where they do that. wonder where they do that. It's time that you pay me back.
Because
you gotta tell me what's the album title?
Oh, the album is Lizzen by Lizzen. Mm-hmm. Some of the songs is not up no more because I did, you know, I signed the deal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of them songs was taken away. But slowly but surely, they're getting put back up there.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. So one of the songs is still on all platforms. It's called Official. And then some of the songs, oh, and Care For You is on there too, but the remaining songs, they're not on there.
Gotcha.
But slowly but surely, they're going to come back.
Right.
But yeah, so after that, what was he talking about? I forgot now.
The journey.
Look, he forgot.
Look, I was about to go into why. Well,
oh no, it was the break. It was the break. Look, the break.
The break.
But yeah, so we dropped the album and then the break came because I had a baby. I got pregnant. And so all the mamas know that it's time to chill. We ain't doing that right now. Mm. But then after I had my son, it was like, it's time to go. So I'm driving to work. It's a long story, because you said we about to get into how why drive, yep. Right?
Okay. Right after you have your first baby, right?
No, this is my second baby. Yeah, ooh. So this is how that happened. Right. So we went on a, little hiatus, pregnant, whatever, had your baby. And then it was like, you back to yourself. Because, women, they were postpartum, all that mess, But anyways, you back to yourself. So it's like, it's time to get back in the groove of things, mm-hmm. So we get back to the groove of things. Now, mind you, the studio that I was recording at, I don't have contact with them no more. So it was another studio out in the suburbs from where I'm from, out the way. And I'm online. I'm typing it in. I find the number. I'm calling the number. But the number is disconnected. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, why? What's going on?
Right.
So I knew where it was at. So I drove out there.
not you pulled up.
I pulled up.
We're gonna get
and
this.
Yeah, because we gonna get this studio session booked. So we get out there. Me and my son. I have my son with me, and I pull up, and it's a, for sale sign. Yes, in the grass. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my god, like they shut down. You know. But I said, yeah, that's just me. Like I'm a go-getter. I'm just going to keep on grinding until you tell. I don't care how many no's I get. I'm going to keep on getting it until I get that yes, period, point blank. So I'm like, you know what? I'm about to just call the sign. I'm just about to call the number on the sign.
Mm-hmm.
I call the number. A lady picks up. And I'm like, hi, yeah, my name is LaShante. And, I used to record at this studio. Was wondering, is it for sale? And she's like, she's like, I'm just the one that's selling it. Like, I'm the shower of it. She was like, but, I believe they still have their activities going on inside. She was like, what I can do is I can give you the owner's number and, reach out to him and see what's going on. So got off the phone with her. She shot the text message. She shot his number to me through text. I called. He picks up. I'm like, hi, my name is LaShante, and I just got your number from so-and-so, and I was wondering, are you guys still, engineering or recording inside? He was like, oh, yes, we're still. He's like, just because the building is for sale, he's like, they're still doing their big one, So I'm like, okay. He said, well, what I'll do is before that, he said, yeah, he's like, and we have the best engineers in the city. Those guys are great, I'm telling you. And I'm like, okay, cool. He was like, but what I'll do is I'll get in contact with them. And one of them will reach out to you, to get the availability or whatever.
Right.
So that day went past, and I'm thirsty. Normally you give people like 2 business days,
Not 2 business days. Did you have music ready to record?
I didn't. But I knew. But I knew. Yes. Exactly. 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 So probably like the very next day, I hit him. I woke up and I seen I didn't have no call from him, no call from the engineer. So I text like, hey, this LaShante was wondering if the and he was like, he should be getting back with you. And probably like 3 hours later, Danny. Shout out to Danny.
Come on now.
He hit me like, hi, my name is Danny. I'm an engineer and so and so.
Danny got that boss tape. He said, "Get up."
Yeah, he's period. So he hit me up and he told me what his availability was and I said it. So I'm like, I gotta get a song together.
Yeah.
So boom, next day. Did you say?
One step at a time.
Yeah, no,
you
no.
Got the studio.
Yeah, I got it
now
booked.
Gotta get the music.
Now it's time. Exactly right in that order. So the next day. I'm driving to work. I told y'all I'm a school bus driver. So, I'm up at 4 a.m, So I'm driving and I get on YouTube and I type in R&B type beats. And I hit search and that Y beat was the first beat.
First one?
That popped up. Yep. And I hit play. No, I hit play and it was just,
I don't know. It just, my ear stuck to it.
Immediately?
Yes. That's a fire beat. That's a fire beat.
I love it.
That's a fire beat.
But to make that song off the beat.
Yes. 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 So I'm driving down Arlington, and I'm passing Walmart, and the beat is just playing, and, you know, I haven't came up with nothing yet. So, you know, by the time I get to my job, you know, it didn't came on probably like two times. And I pull up at my job. I get out. I pre-trip my bus. I come back, sit in my car, because it's like September. So it's kind of chilly in the morning now. And I get back in the car, and I play it again. And I just like, you know, everybody that got a 9-to-5 really don't like their 9-to-5. Yeah. I ain't the first to say it, okay? We're just going to debate the bills, right, okay? I'm not trying to go in the morning. For real. Look, for real. For real. I'm going to keep it real with you, for real. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, and then it just came to me. And I'm like, why do I keep putting up with this? And then, like, I don't know. I just started thinking about relationships. I just started thinking about, you know, and a lot of people ask me, like, how am I, like, my music, what inspires me, you know? And I always say, like, I'm always on Facebook just scrolling, you know? And, you know, a lot of people put their business on Facebook.
A lot of Facebook
posts. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I be inspired by. Okay. Facebook posts. You know,
be real shit too, though.
No, it be real.
Darren, you better stop. Because you keep telling me your business, Darren.
Oh!
And I know because she keeps saying your name. Darren, please.
I don't know who Darren is. Oh, yeah. Because I'm like, I don't know.
They be like
names. Yeah, I know. They do. Like, they really do.
That is. That's
tough. No, they really do. And, you know, and it'd be like the whole, like, situation.
The whole situation. And then you ask, what should y'all do?
And then you scroll the comments, and you like, oh. And then you go to their page.
Come on.
Now they said, I'm on. Like, ooh, that's a bit much, sis. But no, for real, that's really where I do. And then, you know, family done been through situations, you know, and I'm just like a listening ear for real. I always call myself a journal, you know, an open journal for everybody's story, you know.
Please tell us where the name Lizen comes from.
Okay. So this is after I dropped the song You in 2018, okay. My very first time. And, you know, I didn't know a name because I was going by my name, LaShante Shamar. I was like, nah, you know, that's my real name. I don't want to do that. And then I was in the shower. And a guy talks to me a lot when I'm in the shower. So, you know, and I didn't know. I was just like washing up. And I'm just like, Lord, I don't know what name to use, you know. And then it was just like, listen, but don't spell it like L-I-S-T-E-N.
Right.
Spell it L-I-Z-Z-E-N. So that's how that came up, 2018. Yep.
I love that.
Well, thank you. Yep.
So now we got to talk about this new single, because you got the audacity.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to talk crazy too much. We in the church, presence of the Lord. It is a Sunday. We're going to keep it coming.
Right.
But these men have the audacity sometimes.
Women too.
I'm not going to say it, but, they do.
Yeah.
It's definitely a great song for the time, but where did it stem from for you as far as that song?
So, this is another story. Y'all know I like to talk. So, it was a freestyle.
Okay.
So, we on the phone. Well, it was Christmas Day. No, it wasn't Christmas Day. It was the day after Christmas. And it's just 2020. And it seemed like a lot of stuff, popped off in 2020. For real. And my friend, she on the phone with her dude. He in jail.
Yeah.
And she on the phone with him. And I had already told my friend, Quell, shout out to Quell. I had already told Quell, like, I got a song to that 5 on it beat. But it really was like, it really wasn't finished, but that's just how my brain worked. Like, I hear something, and there's something to come to me, but then I won't finish it.
Right.
But so she turned it on. She on Instagram Live, and my friend on the phone, you know, her and her dude just always just going at it. Like, so the song going, I'm like, caught you slipping. You know?
Yep.
I ain't with it. So while she on the phone, I'm just flowing, and she like, B-I-G-C-H, is you freestyling?
That's how it came.
You know, and so you know the words that I'm saying in the song, she like on the phone with him still. So she like, you know, instigating more on the phone, like, had the audacity. Had the audacity. What you say? You know, she all ad-libbing in the... The video was on IG. Yeah, the video was on IG. It's not on it no more. But yes, that's how that stemmed. And then, yep, I went to the studio. Shout out to City. City was like, I really like this song. He like, you gonna have to drop it. And I didn't really think of it as being a song. You know what I mean? It was just like a freestyle, you know? But I went in the studio. I recorded it. And then they, you know, set it up how it is now. So shout out to City and the engineer.
Now, the video, right? Because you gained big pink fur.
Yeah. So, the video to Audacity?
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't had no fur on that pink one. No pink fur on that.
Not the pink one.
The black.
The black one. The black. Look, listen. My eyes don't work.
He had a lot of interviews today, y'all. He had a lot of interviews today. But, yeah, no. So, on my way to... We shot that in Atlanta. Jamie, she hit me like, you know, we got a lot, we got a big idea for this. You're going to be busting out windows. So, you know, like I said, for real.
Nothing.
Yeah. See, me personally, I wouldn't do that, but that's just how it was set up. Me, I'm quick to just walk away.
I was happy the police came. Yeah. I was like, thank you. Please, this is vandalism.
So why did she bust out your windows?
Oh, no, this is not my... Look,
I want to know why she bust out your windows, cuz.
Younger days.
Yeah, and it goes, you know. But, you know, we live, we learn. But me personally, no, at this age, I've done it before.
Oh, you have?
Like yes, I did.
Like that bat used in a real
But it wasn't crime. A bat. It was a brick, like a cinder block.
Are you doing?
Yeah, I tried it. I did the front window, and the front window would not bust.
Because it's thicker, yeah.
Yeah, and so I just kept doing it. I kept doing it. And then it was like late at night, and his grandma came to the window like, hey, you know? I'm sorry, BJ. But we have grown past that.
Absolutely.
We have.
Limitations. No, we good.
Yeah, we have grown past that. That was, 18 years old, young, you know. But now it's just, she do you wrong, he do you wrong. It's just, it's going to make you feel better just to just go on about your way. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem. Well, I thank you so much
for
having me.
Your energy is amazing. I think your story is truly just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
I think you keep putting out music like you've been doing. Actually, I want to ask you one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems as though you put a lot of thought into everything that you like put out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like we just go, I got the song, it's cool. Where does that come from as far as like taking the time? Because people get impatient. Even when you wanted to get to the studio, you still didn't just throw it out there.
Mm-mm.
Like, where does that come from?
I just feel like it's a God-given talent, honestly.
Oh.
You know, just this day and age, and not to shade nobody because I don't do the shady, but I just feel like a lot of music now, like R&B style, it just don't have that feeling no more. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll tell a story, but, you know, back to when, you know, fifth grade, sixth grade, you're not in no relationship.
Right.
But the music back then had you really feeling at 11 years old and 12 years old that you was going through what they were saying.
Absolutely.
In them songs. Now, you know, and I feel that's why some folks say R&B is dead, because the R&B that is put out now, it's just like it just don't have that. Take you there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel everywhere he or she is saying, you know? So, yeah. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, being an artist, if you a real artist, and you love what you do, you gonna turn that story into real. You know what I mean? You gonna make that audience feel, you gonna captivate that audience. So, yeah.
I love it. Well, the last thing we do here is called Get It Off Your Chest. And it's just to talk to any of your fans, before they get to talk to you again, see you again, before we see you again, if you need tell them anything, say anything, get that off your chest.
Okay, yeah, well, I just want to thank everybody that's been supporting my records, that's been supporting me. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart because, honey, y'all ain't got to listen to me, which I do, and I appreciate it so, so much. New music is on the way. I don't know when, but in the mean and between time, make sure y'all streaming at Y by Lizzin on all platforms and Audacity by Lizzin featuring Trina on all platforms. Run it up!
Run it up. It's the King's Network. We out of here. Peace. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. That was easy. Peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
Yes.
I'm going to take some pictures real quick.
Can somebody just tell me what the hell is happening?
Oh, we don't know. We're all just waking up. Is there anything you know? Like, do you remember anything?
I think I was kidnapped.
Where is Locke? Locke? Oh, you mean my husband?
Hold up, hold up. You better stop right there before you say some shit you're gonna regret.
Regret?
Damn, shit getting real.